This morning, I'm going to talk about, and I want to go just take my time, something you are very familiar with, but we're going to look at this. Amen. And the title of my message this morning is A New Creation Reality. A New Creation Reality. A what? Say that with me. A new creation reality. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. New King James. Go ahead. Put that up. And this is what it says. And I want this to get in your spirit. Confession bring possession. Jesus said, you can have what you say, right? Romans 10:9-10 said that if thou shalt what? Confess with thy mouth and believe with thy heart, thou shalt be saved. So what does it mean to be saved? Our scriptures, our text here said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are what? Passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How many things have become new? Are you in Christ? See, some people are in Christ and they don't know it. And then there are other in Christ don't know the value of being in Christ. That's why they act like they do. You know what? You know what the next scripture said? 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, do what? Desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Many Christians, when they get born again, they come into a wrong atmosphere. And instead of giving them the pure milk of the word, they get Blue John. You know what Blue John is? Anybody know what Blue John is? Huh? Blue John may go as far as we used to have to get that stuff, my older brother and I. And we had to drive that tractor all the way from the house to the milk plant. I don't know if y'all know where the milk plant is. Let me see. You know where Carter's Funeral Home is? Anybody know what Carter's Funeral Home is? And that's what we live about in the country. We have to drive that tractor all the way from home to the milk plant because it was just right around, just right up the road there on the right, on the other side by another block, half a block from Carter's Funeral Home. No, it's not even a block, just cross the road. And we would have to go and get that way. And what it was, they had stripped it of all its substance. And Daddy would have it in the bail, you know, I don't know why we didn't get drawn that we had lid on. We'd have to try to put lids on and blocks on the top of them, try to keep from slashing all out. Now stuff us. But my point is, it carried little value. It had no real lasting substance that was. It just filled the belly of the hog. Are you a believer eating stuff that fills your spirit and then it causes you to act foolish after you get full of that, what you are eating on? I'm going to talk about a new creature this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. So it says, as newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And this is why when a baby is born, when I was a baby and a kid growing up, we always, because I had to. Yeah. We didn't get what we call milk in the can and stuff like that too much. The formula that you give babies now, you go to the store, you buy it, and different kind. I don't know. It's been so long, so I don't know. But Mama, we had to suck her breath. We had to get the milk out of her breath. And Betty, my sister, that's young, that came right after me, she was too little to get all the milk. Mama said, "Come here, Jimmy."
No.
I got that milk, y'all. I don't want to say it like I want to say it, but I'm going to leave it like that. And because you know when you leave milk in a cow's bag, I may all talk about it. Anyway, it kind of put pressure on her, but you get that milk out, she'll produce some more milk. So she wanted to get that pressure off. She called me and said, "Come here." Amen. And you see, I grew thereby. I don't know if I grew too tall, but I... Praise be to Jesus. So let's get back to our subject. What is a new creature? Well, a new creature is one that's born again, and they are brand new. This is what I'm saying. Brand new. And don't have a past. So all that stuff that you did before you got born again, and before you were born again, the enemy come to accuse you. He comes to remind you of what you used to be. He holds up a photo before you. It's gone because our text says what? Says what? Therefore, if any man be what? In Christ, he or she is a new creature, right? Isn't that what it said? Praise God. But many times, if you don't fill your heart with the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Hallelujah. Satan will bring photos, pictures of what you used to do, what you used to say, how you used to act. You know, some people had a problem before they got saved with their temper. Some people have a problem with their mouth. They just fuss. I think. Oh, bless my grandmother, my mama. We were kids, and people did stuff different from the way we do today. My mother would go to the hospital, and she'd have a baby. One time, a couple times, she had them at the house. But anyway, she would be away for a few days, and they'd get grandmama to cook for us and watch the house and make sure. We weren't this real big kids, but we were coming close to our teenage. We were like 7, 8. Probably 9, 10, somewhere in there. Maybe close to teenage. She would cook, and while she was cooking, she chewed the bag, not dip snuff. You know how people dip snuff, they get that stick, Nate. And then when she get to cooking, she started talking. And we happened to come in the house one day, and we saw, while she was talking, we saw that spit flying. I'm gonna have to give it to our mother, because she raised us by the way she did. She was real ticky, real ticky. So ticky till we, when we worked in the field, you know, you had to bring ice water in a gallon jug. You know them gallon jug, we wrapped the jug with newspaper and stuff to keep the ice from melting so fast. And I don't know why they didn't bring a cup, but when we would drink, we had to drink after one another. We sit there and fuss while they all drink a little slob in mouth. And where we got that from, we got it from our mother, because she real ticky. So when we saw Big Mama cooking the bread and talking, we stopped eating the bread. She got worse about, I don't know, why these children won't eat their bread? I'm cooking the book. You know we weren't going to say anything. You know, kids back then, you didn't talk back to grown folks. You just, but we I don't know how we survived those few days, but we did not eat big. Grandmama Maybelle, we did not eat her bread. So I hope what I'm about to share with you that I won't spit all over you. And y'all won't eat a thing this morning. Y'all gonna eat this meal. Praise God. Because this is holy ground. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So, what does it mean to be a new creature? A new creature is someone, as I said, does not have what? A past. You see, you were a sinner. Now listen to this. You were a sinner, old sinner. Boy, we get when people can get this in the body of Christ, because many in the body of Christ still call themselves sinners. They do it because they miss it and sin. But I want you to get this in your spirit. But if you will take this word and confess over your life, over yourself every day. I'm gonna read you a scripture that it confused me. When I was young in the ministry, and I'm coming back to where I was. It's 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9 is where I'm going. Y'all can put that up. 1 John 1, 9. And this is what it says. Whosoever is born of God doeth not what? Commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. Because he is born of God. Boy, that one threw me. I said, boy, I cannot sin. I said, I must still be a sinner. So this is why you find so much confusion, because many people say, I'm just an old sinner, what? Amen. Saved by grace. And that's what they say, but you can't read that in the scripture. And see, and once you discover that you are a new creature, then you understand how to hang around with the word Jesus and say what he says. You find out that you'll lose your appetite for sinning In the other word, what I mean by that, you will dominate your flesh because that's the one that's sin. That's the one that the born-again believer have problem with, the flesh and the mind. And they just let both of them roam. Most of them do. Just let them roam. You got to call them in check and stop them. But you can't, you're not able to do it if you hadn't been in the Word. And so what we want to do is look at this and listen to what Jesus said to Nicodemus. Go ahead and give me John chapter 3. I'm going to give you several of them. And then we're going to look at this. John chapter 3, verse 1. This is New King James. John chapter 3, verse 1. I believe it's going to help you today. Young people, I'm targeting you. Everybody. When you realize who you are, it's so much out there. The flesh, that the flesh love to indulge in. Come on. Hallelujah. But when you get the love of God in your heart and you fill your heart with the word that gives you the ability and the power to say, no, I'm not going to do that. You know how you walk in the kitchen, you had your meal, and you ate a good meal. But that piece of bread laying on the table, your old flesh said, eat that. Might well eat it up and get it out of the way. It gives you all kind of excuses why you should eat that. And you need to be able to say, no, I've had enough. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So listen to this. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Okay, keep going. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, most surely I say to you, unless one is born again, unless one is what? Born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. All right. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered. Notice he had a question and Jesus will answer. Most surely I say to you, unless one is born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We want to go to the 8th verse. That's verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is what? That which is born of the spirit is what?
Spirit.
Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes. And you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it's coming from, or where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb to be born? Jesus said in verse 5, answer, most surely I say to you, unless a man is born of the water and what? And the spirit. He cannot what? Enter the kingdom of God. And most, you hear people will take that to the natural side. You got to be baptized in water before you get born again. But that's not what it's talking about. Give me Ephesians. And then we'll come back. Give me Ephesians. Where are we going? I got it here somewhere. 5:26. Give me Ephesians 5:26. Hallelujah. That he might be what? Sanctified and cleansed. How? By cleanse her by with the washing of water by the word. And that's what he was saying. Except you be born. Except you be what? Let me read it again. Fifth verse in John Gospel. Jesus answered, said unto him, except you be born of the water and of the spirit. See, it's the spirit, the washing of the water by the word. The word washes, the blood cleanses. And it's the word that does the job. That's what he was talking about, spiritual thing. Except the man is born of the spirit. It is a word. Now, hold on. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12. No, 13. Verse 13, I believe. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. Hallelujah. It says, for by one spirit, see, washing of the word. It's by one spirit. Are we all baptized into what? One body, whether we be Jews or whether we be born or free and have been all made to drink into one spirit. See, if one spirit that immerses you into the body. I don't care whether you're a Jew. I don't care if you're a Gentile. I don't care if you're male or female. I don't care if you are a Yankee or a Southern. I don't care if you are what? Long you're a human being. It's the spirit that immerses you in the body. The blood cleanses you. And it's happened by the washing of the water by the word. And once that happened, you ought to get baptized in water because Jesus said so. But you can just take a person out there and baptize in water. All you do, all you're doing, you're taking a dry sinner, put him in water, and he come up a wet sinner. Because nothing happened because it got to be a heart. Amen. So listen at the words of Jesus, and we're going to move on. And listen at the words of Jesus. Matthew 18:3. Hallelujah. And he said, verily, I say unto you, except you be converted and become as what? Little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Luke 18:17. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as what? A little child shall in no wise enter therein. Mark Gospel chapter 10, verse 15. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a what? Little child shall not enter therein. See, once you hear the good news from the kingdom, what is the kingdom of God? That's a good question. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is God's righteousness. It's a kingdom that has no flaws. Kingdom of God carries authority over everything that exists. The kingdom of God is a kingdom that'll never end. Kingdom of God will never be second class. Kingdom of God is superior to any other kingdom. Hallelujah. And when you get born again, you are born into that kingdom. Listen to me. With all rights and privileges, you have access to all that's in the kingdom because you have become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And and if you don't know this, you forfeit those rights and let Satan cheat you, take you down paths that cause you much problem. But when you understand that you're in a kingdom that what you say go, you operate as a king. And when you speak what I say, that's what goes. Hello? But when you don't know that, you start talking foolish. I don't know what I'm going to do. Every time I turn around, there's that, there's this, and there's that. No. Satan, you have no right to try to rule me. I take authority over you. You say, I do that sometimes, but it doesn't work. See, you shouldn't be talking like that. Because see, you're hindering yourself because you have become a new creature. Notice what it says. Old things are what? Passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And if you don't spend enough time in prayer, see, this is what saints miss. If you don't spend time in prayer, if you spend time in prayer and the word, ooh, stuff will come out. Light will shine in areas you never seen. But if you just read the word a little bit and occasionally go to church, occasionally, you'll say when somebody else tells you to say, but you never make these declarations, confession of your faith. Your life won't be a strong life as a believer. Sin, darkness will rule you. Troubles, just a little something show up, it knock you off the map. Just blow you down. One little thing, I ain't going to church no more. What did I got to do with you? So-and-so did this and I ain't going to church. What did I got to do with you? I thought you said you were a new creature. And you're going to let what somebody else do cause you to not be obedient to the Spirit of God or to the Lord. See, when you understand this is what we're talking about. Oh, boy. When we understand that I have been joined to the Lord. Are y'all listening to this? I have become just like him. And most people base their relationship and their fellowship on how they feel. Sometimes you may feel lost, but that don't change the fact what happened on the inside of you. And this is why you want to feed your spirit with the word, the sincere milk of the word. Because this is what the word tells you, and you got to spend enough time so your heart can believe it. You can get your mind changed so it won't fight against what the word says. Because you know your mind is chained with the wind. Come on. You're feeling good and everything looking good, boy. You feel like you can climb a mountain and run through a troop and leap over a wall. Nobody can stop me. Then the wind changed, you know. Nobody loved me. I don't know what I'm going to do. And let a little financial pressure get on your eyes. I can't make it. I ain't going to church no more. I'm not going to church no more. I ain't calling that prayer line. I ain't gonna get on. But then we get the call. Not putting anybody down, but we get the call. Can you help me? I need some money. My bill ain't paid. And now this and that. And you know, if you're getting that word, you get to the place where you learn how to take care of your bill. Come on. Everybody, I faced that same problem. I remember so well. I first heard this word, and I was determined to walk in this. And we had I had a car payment to come up, and I didn't have the money. Boy, I was believing, I was confessing. And thank God he showed me what to do. And I did it, and I got my car payment. Boy, that boosts my faith. Because see, I never been in a situation like that, you know. But I'm telling you, when you learn how to stand on the word of God, and because you have rights and privileges in the kingdom of God. He has supplied all of your need. He's not going to. You just have to learn how to access what he has provided. Just like, you know, Grocer Pride. What's the other one owned by Walmart? Save-A-Lot. You know that in your natural mind and thinking, you know they got grocery there. And you got money in your pocket, right? You can go to those stores and get what? Come on. And do what? Purchase, you walk around, get your basket, and you walk around and you choose, pick from this what they have, what you need. Are y'all listening to me? And you roll it up to the counter and check it out. You pay for it, right? Well, heaven got everything you need. You got a spiritual basket. Hallelujah. You got all the faith that you need. If your faith is not up to snuff, like you know you have so much money, if you don't have enough money, you have to do some more work or whatever to obtain that money. Well, you need faith to get all these things you need. Here it is. Here's a book that tells you how to get everything, all the faith you need, all the love you need, all the wisdom you need, all the direction you need. And it's in here. And that's what I'm talking about. Because you're a new creature, you have access to this. But when you let doubt and unbelief come in and put it on your list and start operating by it, then you lose out. But if you live by faith, God will supply you every need. He'll call. This word show you how to make money. This word will show you how to live holy. This word will show you how to love one another. This word will show you how to live together, husband and wife. This word will teach you how to raise your children. Hallelujah. This word will teach you how to treat your fellow man. Hallelujah. This word will give you everything you need. Hallelujah. It will do everything. This word will. The Holy Spirit and the word. But you got to realize that you have authority over the kingdom of darkness trying to confuse you and hold you in bondage, hallelujah, and keep you from functioning in the realm of the spirit where you can take authority over. what is holding your money up, what's messing with your health, what is messing your peace, what is messing with your strength, what is messing with you to keep you, why am I so lazy? Why am I so grumpy? This word will fix that if you'll let it. Why? Because you're a new creature. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. This and when you operate in it, it gives you wisdom how to operate to get money, how to walk in health, how to stand your ground when you are attacked by the enemy, show you how to walk, show you how to be faithful. It'll teach you all these things, how to get hired on a job and be faithful to work for that man or that company or those people that hired you. And you won't be up in the bathroom trying to smoke a cigarette and doing all this stuff. And taking your smoke break, and it turn into another break, and to get back to the line, your stuff is behind. Somebody else trying to catch you up. And I remember with my cousin, we were working at Dixieland, and Dan Hugh and I, and he was. Or the one that was supposed to load the trucks, or these 45-foot trailers. And when you know how the boss men, owners of the company, it was small plant, they would come through, he'd grab that sofa up and throw it on his head, and he'd run. And while they were there, he'd run. And I watched it. He'd come back and get another. He'd run, throw it on the trail, run. And the boss man go that way. When he go that way, we go that way. And we stuck with all that stuff. We had to load it. He was unfaithful. And he wanted to look good in the eyes of the boss man. That scripture we had, it's right here in Ephesians. I just don't have it in my notes today. But what I'm saying, this word, when you become a new creature, this word will do everything. That's why you're in the kingdom. God has no problem with you being wealthy, healthy, wise, intelligent, strong, and full of joy, all the things. God don't have any problems. You living in the house you desire, the dream house. God had no problem with that. What's the problem is you obeying his rule. He has no problem you being prospering your relationship with one another, having a beautiful marriage, having beautiful children. He has no problem with that, but you got to do it the way he said. But if you do it another way, you get in trouble. It's going to cause you problem. So, that having been said, let's talk about this just a little bit more. Isaiah says, Isaiah 42:9. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 42:9. Behold, he said, the former things have come to pass. Behold, the former thing has come to pass. A new thing I declare. Before it spring forth, I tell you of them. See, the former thing has come to pass. What is that former thing? I used to be a sinner. I used to be a drunkard. I used to be a whoremonger. I used to be, now that the new birth, now that this new life, this new lifestyle, this new life that had come from God has come forth, this former thing has come to pass. I laid down that. I put it aside. I am a new creature now. And how do a new creature act like God? I've been driving to this all the time. So what is a new creature? I'm going to read this. again. Let me get to it. So what is a new creature? So a new creature is someone that is born again, or a person that never existed before. You are a new species. Now, this is what we want to get with. You are a new species, a new person, a new kind of man, a new race that is in the God class with his life and nature, with the life and nature of God in your spirit. Therefore he calls us sons of God. We are called sons of God. This new race, that's what stunned the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious folks. They never seen this kind of man walk the earth. His name is Jesus. Jesus came to introduce this new race of people. What did Jesus do? Did he steal? Did he lie? Did he cheat? Did he commit adultery? What did he do? The Bible said he went about where? Doing good. Healing all that was oppressed. Raised the dead. Fed the hungry. How many? There were 5,000 at one time, right? You know, he fed some other, but he had this for our example. There was another time he fed 4,000. He is the example. He is the head. He is who we have become. Are y'all listening to me? What a new race is, what a new kind of man is, what a new species is, what we are now in the earth. All this other stuff is trying to get you to go against God so you not do what God put you in the earth to do. But they came against him, right? How many of those Pharisees and the religious people overcame Jesus and stopped him? How many of you know? Not a single one. I said not a single one. This is what he wants you to get. If you'll do what I say it, now listen to this. He said in John Gospel chapter 14 and verse 12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, right? And greater works than these shall he do. What are he saying? I came to bring about a new kind of man in the earth. I'm talking about man, I'm talking about woman, woman's too. Female too, that they may walk in authority over all the works of darkness. And this is why you find all the fighting against Israel, the Palestinian, and all this is going on, and people in America, they trying to figure, you know, some for this and some for that. When you know the truth, you know to stand with God. And God is going to take care of Israel. Because he got some people in this earth going to pray and believe God. Are we against innocent people? No, I'm believing God, though innocent people get out. But they are protected. But those heathen and terrorists, they don't have any plan to help you in any way. They're trying to mess over God's people. And you know Israel, even this day, is hard-headed. And that's why the Lord told us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You know it. I was going to Israel. This was back in the late 90s, and we had to land our plane, and I forgot the place we landed, but we wanted fly into, I believe it was, anyway, I don't remember what this is. And because we couldn't get clearance to land, so we had to land our plane and wait until they got clearance. And while we waited, you know the people that cut up the most? I mean, they just cutting up, those Jews. I didn't know they cut up like that. It seemed like everybody else was sitting down, being quiet. Those Jews, they were cutting up, they were smoking, they were doing all this. And God's made a promise to Abraham that he won't forget. Jesus came to his own, and his own did what? Received him not. But one day, before it's all over with, they're going to get it. It may be during the tribulation, but they're going to get it. They're going to get it. There will be some tribulation come. And most people say, which one are you going in, the first trib or the mid-trib? I'm going in the first load. Hallelujah. Amen. I ain't want to stick around and see what kind of trib's going on. But Jesus is our example, head of this new race. And you can't find anywhere in there that he gave in to the works of darkness. He gave his life as a sacrifice for our sin. And once that was paid for, God did what? Raised him from the dead. And he became the firstborn from the dead. And he is the head of this new race of people. You and I are just like him. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost had made their home on the inside of you. And he sent the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and teach you. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you will allow God, the Spirit of God, to have his way in revealing to you and giving to you the light you need, the understanding you need, the wisdom you need, you will walk like Jesus. Now listen to what he said. And I'm going to let you go. Listen to what he said. 1 John, this is so profound. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17. I'm going to read 16 too. Let me see. Yeah. Woo. I got too much. Anyway. 1 John 4:16. I think I started 16. Let me see. Whoso verse, give me verse 15. Can you back me up to 15? Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the who? Son of God. God dwelleth in him. See, you got God dwelling in you. If you got God, you have the Godhead. All right? And he is, God dwelleth in him and he in God. All right? Here we go. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is what? What is God? Love. And he that dwelleth in love does what? Dwelleth in God. And God where? In him. Okay. Herein is our love made perfect. That we may have boldness when? In the day of judgment. Because as he is, we might someday become. See, perfect love doesn't have any fear. That's why he made us new creatures. Now, give me verse 18. So are we. There is no what? Fear and love, because God is love, right? And but perfect love does what? Casteth out fear, because fear has what? See, when you won't walk in love, you're going to have torment. Love is perfect, but fear has torment. It robs you of your peace, robs you of your joy, robs you of your finances, robs you of your relationships. Yeah, you ought to be walking in victory, but fear will rob you. It has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. That means you had learned to walk in this perfect love. It's in you, but you're not operating in it. Hallelujah. When you release love, fear has to go. You're a new creature. You're in the God class. You're in the family of God. You have been redeemed. Let me give you one more. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians, let me see. Ooh. Let me do this and stop. Colossians 1:12. Give me that one. Colossians 1:12, and do Ephesians, and then I'm done. Ooh. I'm trying to. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us. Who has done what? Delivered us from the power of the control of darkness, and has translated us where? Into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. See, blood separates you from sin. You're a new creature. You're a new breed. You are of the family of the redeemed. Jesus is the head of this family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Look at Ephesians. I want to get this one. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. Even when we were dead in sin, has he quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together and made us do what? Sit together where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And verse 10, we're in. For, this is Amplified, 2:10. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ. What happened? You notice we were recreated in Christ. Hallelujah. We're recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those what? Good works which God has what? Predestined, planned beforehand for us. Keep going. Taking path which he hath what prepared ahead of time, that we should do what? Walk in them, living the bad life. Oh no. What kind of life? Living the good life, which he did what? Prearranged and made ready for us to live. That's why he made you a new creature. That's why you see, we suffer things that we shouldn't suffer. Well, you're going to suffer persecution, but you shouldn't be suffering lack and walking around begging like a beggar. You ought to be acting like a king, acting like the king you are. Whew. I see y'all be acting like the king you are. We are kings unto God. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm so glad that when trouble come, I learned when trouble come, don't throw in the towel. Stand your ground. Amen. Let the naysayers talk. I just keep holding fast to what the word says. I walk. I walk. I tell myself every day, I walk in divine help. I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of my testimony. Great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. The spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. He that raised Christ from the dead shall also what? Quicken my mortal body. I'm being quickened every day. I shall live and not die and declare the works of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's what I hold fast to. Satan tried to bring this and that and say this, I hold fast to this. I'm more than a conqueror. I cannot be overcome because the greater one lives on the inside of me. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I'll condemn that. I'm one with the Lord. As he is, so am I. Hallelujah. The blood freed me. I have no, there's nothing between God and me. Hallelujah. Because of what he done, he sees me flawless, innocent, not guilty. Christ had redeemed me. Hallelujah. And he spoiled principalities and power. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He spoiled it for me, for you, that principality and power will not rule me, will not rule your life. So thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So that's some of the privilege. That's not all. I just stopped. This is some of the privileges of being a new creature. You're a child of God. Hallelujah. Feed on this word. Walk in the light of this word. Be a doer of this word. Use your faith. God had given you faith.